Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, and our friends at Montana Public Radio bringing you the latest news of the region. I'm Carl Lingle, your host. It is the 22nd of December, 2025, a Monday. President Trump approved Montana's request for a presidential emergency declaration in response to recent flooding across northwest Montana. That is according to a press release issued by the governor's office last week. The approval of the declaration allows up to $5 million in federal funding to support the health and safety of Montanans living in the affected areas. After additional damage assessments are done, Montana Disaster and Emergency Services will coordinate further support with the governor. That support may come in the form of a major disaster declaration, which opens up even more funding to cover disaster-related costs. The Montana Attorney General's office charged a state senator with official misconduct last week. State prosecutors say Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth of Hamilton overstepped his authority when he awarded a $170,000 state contract to a longtime friend and colleague. The charging documents say he abused his power and tried to cover it up by splitting the contract into two smaller invoices. The Montana State News Bureau first reported the contract. It sparked a Senate Ethics Committee investigation, a legislative audit, and an official censure of Ellsworth. He was stripped of committee assignments and floor access last April. Lawmakers and the nonpartisan legislative auditor referred the case to the Attorney General. The misconduct charge carries a maximum $500 fine and a possible six-month jail sentence. Ellsworth did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Next year's National Parks passes have undergone a new design that some say is illegal. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin has more.
An image of Glacier National Park was set to be used on the 2026 version of the America the Beautiful Pass. The pass allows entry to national parks and other fee areas on federal public lands. But the Trump administration decided to change it to display images of President Trump with former President George Washington. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the Department of the Interior, National Park Service, and Department of Agriculture over the change. On previous passes, the image has been selected by the National Parks Foundation's annual contest. The contest features images of national parks and is established by federal law. In its lawsuit, the Center for Biological Diversity says the administration changing the image violates that law. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.
State environmental regulators are offering the city of Billings millions of dollars to connect a county mobile home park and around 200 residences to the city water system. But the city is still far from a decision. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche has more.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality will provide roughly $2 million to cover costs to connect the Meadowlark Mobile Home Park to city drinking water if the city of Billings agrees. Residents sued the landowners in 2022 and settled out of court in 2023. One of the plaintiffs, Steve Woodard, still lives at Meadowlark. He says he'd be in favor of connecting to city water and does not trust that his water is clean.
We wash our clothes and bathe in it, but I wouldn't drink that.
Meadowlark is by the Billings City landfill just outside of city limits. It runs on a private well system with a history of water quality issues. The owners, Utah-based Haven Park Communities, say it also serves a neighboring marijuana business. Jay Van Tassel with Haven Park attended the city council meeting on December 15th. He says the Department of Environmental Quality reached out about the grant a few years ago. While he says Haven Park is treating the water at Meadowlark, he's in support of hooking into the city with a waiver to allow the property to remain county land.
The problem is definitely solved for now, but it's going to continue to require that investment and making sure that we're always tracking on providing good quality water to our residents. And so, you know, it's definitely improved. It's much better than it has been in the past.
Multiple city council members, including Mike Boyette, say this is the first time they've heard about the grant and the city's potential role in it.
It sounds like this is a moving target. There keeps to be more information. I'm disappointed that we didn't see this sooner as the council. If this was to come back, it needs to go to a work session where we get every piece of information before it starts.
This is the last meeting of the current city council. Newly elected council members take their seats next month. In Billings, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
A Montana coal advocacy and membership organization is dissolving after more than 50 years in operation. That's according to a Friday newsletter from the Montana Coal Council, a nonprofit made up of coal industry representatives. The Montana Coal Council hosted an annual conference and provided regulatory representation, policy information, and other resources. In a letter, the president of the board of directors says there is not enough coal mining in the region to sustain the organization. Currently, there are 3 mines in the state, down from 6 just a few years ago. The board of directors will end their service on December 31st, while the executive director remains in position through the organization's official end in June of 2026. State education officials announced a $10 million federal grant Friday. It aims to help kids improve their reading skills. The funding will expand an existing program that provides students with one-on-one tutoring 3 times a week. The new funding will expand that service in rural and tribal communities. Montana students are struggling with reading. Recent results from Montana's new standardized test may not accurately reflect students' reading abilities. That's because of issues with the test's rollout. However, test scores from other standardized tests have shown slightly under half of Montana students are reading at grade level. Libby residents may not have access to drinkable tap water for some time. Heavy rain continues to send sediment into local streams and rivers that's made it difficult to treat the water. Lincoln County health officials issued a boil water notice last week. The state has also tested the water for heavy metals. That test came back clear, but the boil notice will remain until the water clears up. Health officials say residents should plan on using bottled water for some time. Justin Lamson accounted for 4 touchdowns. Adam Jones had 131 yards rushing and 2 TDs. And second-seeded Montana State beat number 3 seed Montana 48-23 on Saturday in the semifinals of the FCS playoffs. Montana State, with a 13-2 record, plays unseeded Illinois State, a 30-14 winner at the 12th-seeded Villanova later Saturday for the national championship January 5th in Nashville, Tennessee. The Bobcats will make their 4th appearance in the title game and 3rd in coach Brett Fegan's 5 seasons. Montana State, which won the 1984 national championship, lost to North Dakota State in the 2021 and 2024 title games. Bryce Grebe returned an interception 36 yards for a touchdown that capped the scoring with 7 minutes to play. Lamson was 13 of 19 passing for 209 yards and 2 touchdowns. He ran for TDs of 4 and 7 yards. Taco Deller had 5 receptions for 125 yards. That included an 87-yard touchdown. Kiali Ayat completed 27 of 42 for 251 yards, passing with a touchdown and an interception. Taco Dowler's twin brother and added a 5-yard TD run. Eli Gilman had 106 yards rushing and a touchdown on 16 carries for Montana. That's The Worm for this Monday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.